SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Another SBS Pop Asia podcast. It's The Anime Show with Joey and Aki.
Welcome back to another episode of The Anime Show with Joey and Aki. I'm your host, Joey.
And I'm your co-host, Aki. And in this episode, we're going to be sharing our debate and polarizing opinions on the new wave of gajinkas.
If you enjoy the show, make sure to like, favorite, comment, and share it with all of your friends. This episode is going to be a little bit of like a versus thing, I guess, between Aki and I, because
it just naturally came up.
Yeah, it just naturally came
up. I didn't just go up to Joey being like, you know what?
Let's fight.
Yeah, let's fight, because you know what? Like, I need a good fight right now.
Yeah.
Tell me something.
All right. Well, the topic we're going to be covering today is on gajinkas.
Gajinka.
What is a gajinka?
Gajinka is like a personification or, I guess you could say personification of, like, something else. So, I don't know what the appropriate term is that I could use for this.
I would describe gajinkas as a moe anthropomorphization.
I know
that's a big
moe.
Word. I think a lot of it's moe.
Yeah, but this specific one, we're going to put in moe. But generally, it's
the anthropomorphization. That's a big word.
Yeah.
Basically, it's turning into a human something.
Turning something into
a human.
There
you
go.
What I mean.
There you go.
And it's a versus today because Aki and I have
polarizing
opposite opinions on gajinkas, or more specifically, the recent trend of gajinkas in the, I guess, anime community or just the overall internet community.
If you guys look up gajinka, start off with even Pokemon gajinka. If you find, let's say, Pikachu, the one that you're thinking of in your head is like a mouse, that yellow classic mouse with the red cheeks. Now, if you type in Pikachu gajinka, you'll probably see a cute girl or cute boy that has like an outfit that sort of reflects Pikachu.
It's more so like girls though. Like gajinkas are more tied in with like a moe girl form of whatever it is.
I mean, I'm talking from someone that has actually been looking at gajinkas for like years, so I've seen half and half, to be honest.
Well, that's the thing. It's that like gajinkas are like
the moe thing is just like kind of recent in my opinion.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to be talking about today because concerning recent gajinkas, Aki doesn't have a problem with it.
Not really.
whereas I do. I think they're stupid, in all honesty. A lot of them are stupid, the recent ones.
All right, so fight.
Yeah,
tell me why.
Okay, so my main problem with gajinkas today, like the gajinkas you see circling the internet today and have recently been created like in the past, you know, less than a month, like half a month ago, is a lot of them are super uncreative. And they're just kind of like made purely just to ride the meme wave or the moe wave of like recent like meme culture on the internet. And like, I feel like creativity in a lot of gajinkas and a lot of artists that create gajinkas and ride the gajinka wave, a lot of them are just like not creative and kind of pointless and dumb, in my opinion. Because, like, gajinkas have been around since, like, the prime of websites like DeviantArt, you know, like, mid-2000s, right? Where, like, people were creating all sorts of different fan art. And that's when gajinkas first came about, like, in Japan. And the OG gajinkas are, as Aki just mentioned, the Pokemon gajinkas. A lot of them are really cool. A lot of them are, like, you know, very creative, because it's not just like a cute girl dressed up in a Pikachu costume. Like, a lot of them are, you know, they have like a lore behind it and like the personalities behind it or whatnot. And that's fine. That's cool, you know. But like, nowadays, like, I recently just saw an article, right, of Tide Pod Chun and Clorox Chun. Like, why? It's, you know what I'm saying? It's like, why? Okay, let's let Earth Chun slide. I'll let Earth Chun slide because I think the person who first came up with that idea and first did the fan art of it is really creative, the way that it came about. And like artists like Shadman, for example, who, Aki, are you friends with Shadman? Or do you just know Shadman?
We're acquaintances.
Okay, you're acquaintances, right. So like, I've seen some of Shadman's stuff too. And like, there are artists like Shadman that have built off of Earth Chun. Like Shadman, for example, great artists, go follow him. He's made, what is it, Black Hole Mom? Or is it just what? Black
Hole? No, The Big Bang.
Oh, The Big Bang, that's it. The Big Bang, which is like this really voluptuous, like curvy, like mother of Earth Chun.
Yeah.
And like, he's also made Moon Chun. But like, he's made them into like these comic strips so that you it can show you like the different lore and the personalities that are within that Gijinka, right? And I think that's really cool. The problem is, there are so many artists that aren't like Shadman, and they're just basically making these Gijinkas for the sake of the meme culture and the moe culture. And I think it's kind of pointless and dumb.
Okay.
In my opinion. Like, especially things like Tide Pod Chun and Clorox Chun. Like, there are people dying from the Tide Pod Challenge, and like, yeah, I get the whole, like, drinking bleach, like, meme, haha, really funny thing, right? But it's just dumb and pointless, and the fact that there is, like, a whole fan base behind these Gijinkas is kinda stupid, in my opinion.
Mm.
And the fact that people are fawning over, like, these Gijinkas, and I mean, like, look, before I get a lot of, like, angry comments and, like, hate mail and stuff like that, I don't have a problem, say, if you're a cosplayer, right? I don't have a problem with you cosplaying these characters because you didn't come up with them. I have a... You know what I'm saying? Like, or you have a different opinion. I don't have a problem with you cosplaying Tide Pod Chun or Clorox Chun or whatever. But the fact that, like, these Gijinkas exist, I think is, like, kind of stupid and pointless. You know what I'm trying to get at?
I mean... Kinda. I still disagree, respectfully, though. Mm. So, my end of it, well, for one, overall, I have other things to be annoyed about, and Gijinkas, I've been looking at them for, like, years, and I've either gotten numb to it, or I just don't care. And I kinda get why people like them, because, especially with things like the Tide Pod and the Bleach, and... I mean, okay, some of them have gone pretty far. Like, I saw one that was, like, Isis-chan and Ebola-chan.
Oh, yeah, Isis-chan and Ebola. Yeah, they're all made from 2chan.
Yeah, and yeah. So, but I kind of get it from the internet on why they did that. Because the more specific trait they're giving all of these characters is cute moe girls. And they're putting it on something that's more morbid. So the conflicting thing about that makes it funny to a lot of people. So it kind of makes sense on the internet that these would exist.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's another one? So I did see the Earth Chun one, and yes, I do think that that's very creative. And I actually was the one that mentioned to Joey about Shadman, the fact that he gave all of these characters a lore. But again, I've been looking at Gijinkas for like years, and I've seen them like with Pokemon, and none of them were given lores. It's just another design that was given from another piece of art, which is just the Pokemon design. So to me, this isn't really any different, but they're doing this because they think it's funny. And also, there is another thing in Japan where there's this character. She is actually probably one of the furthest I've seen as far as Gijinka goes, and she's depression.
Which I think is absolutely messed up.
I think, honestly, this one is the most messed up because of the lore that's given. Like, there is a whole manga that is given to this. So, basically what happens is that this girl, she fights evil, or she has powers. And one of them is, like, she slits her wrists, and that empowers her. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
See, that's so messed up. It's you know, this is a country where, like... Okay, to put in perspective, right? Japan is a country that has the highest suicide rate in the world, which means there are a lot of people who are depressed, a lot of people... Sorry if this got dark all of a sudden, but I've got to be real with you guys here. The last thing that a country like that needs is to turn that really serious issue, where we could be talking about it in a serious manner to try and, I don't know, stop it, but instead, they're... you know, turning it into this cute moe girl. and not taking it seriously at all. And I think that's messed up. And that's why I have a problem with things like Tide Podchan. You know, because it's like, okay, it's a, it's a stupid meme challenge. And I'm not saying it's anywhere to the same serious level as, you know, Depression Chan or whatever she's called, right? But it's still a problem. There are kids who are literally dying from doing this stupid Tide Pod challenge, right?
Yeah.
The last thing people need is this really lazy design of, oh, let's just make this, you know, issue of people killing themselves by eating a Tide Pod because they think it's candy. And let's just, I don't know, create this girl with twin tails that are the colors of the Tide Pod. That's clever.
Yeah.
I think it's dumb. I think it's so dumb. Like, there's no law to that. You know what I'm saying? It's one, no law, two, lazy design, and three, you're taking an issue that people should stop talking about because it's actually hurting people and killing people and turning it into this huge joke. And I'm not saying, like, look.
Well, don't you think that, like, Shadman's entire, art, though? Like, I'm a huge fan of Shadman, but there is always the debate on kind of, like, the context of what he's also done, of the fact that they're all, like, children. Mm-hmm. But there's, like, that morbid joke on it on the internet. I personally, they're putting something cute on something that's morbid, and I personally think that's something that we've seen in the past with a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so with this Gajinka thing, it's so minimal to me that I don't have any opinion on it.
Like, don't get me wrong. As you said, you know, you don't really have an opinion on it because it's the least of, like, you have better things to worry about. And I'm right there with you. Like,
and I get the humor though. Like,
I get the humor to an extent.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not saying that, look, it's not that I can't take a meme-y internet joke. Like, of course I do. Like, that's what I do for a job, right? But, like, what I'm saying is that, like, I don't understand the reason as to why Gajinkas are becoming a thing now.
Because of the memes? Because people are just popularizing it?
But anymore? I don't understand why it's getting popularized. That's what I don't understand. And I don't understand because the huge hype. Because it's catching up. Because I don't understand the huge hype behind it. Because, again, it's not a new thing. So why is it that now it's coming back bigger than ever in the most uncreative way?
Because there's more people that are actually just doing it, and they're just being public with it.
See, I don't
think it's that complicated.
No, no. Well, so see, like, I don't, again, like, it's, Gajinkas aren't the least of my worries. But what I really don't like is when people are constantly being like, hey, can you react to, you know, Angry Wendy's Gajinka? Can you react to the new Earth-chan Gajinka? Can you react to the Clorox Gajinka? I'm like, no, because they're all dumb.
What do I
react to? Oh yeah, they're cute. But the thing is, if I wanted to see cute anime girls, I would actually go and watch a cute anime girl show and not just like a DeviantArt level fan pick.
I mean, I agree that like there's nothing to react to on that. It's like, well, what can you add? Like, great. But as far as, like, that they're not creative, I mean, to an extent, they kind of are. Because there's a joke behind each one. I mean, they don't necessarily have to have an entire lore behind them. I mean, the Pokemon Gajinkas, people just did that because they thought it'd be cool to see Pokemon in, like, human form, to see if they had any cool fashion and what it would look like. That's it. And no one ever thought anything of it. But the reason it's like being more popular now is because people get the joke behind it, and they think it's funny seeing something so dark and so morbid that you know the background to it, but seeing it being so cute. Like, it all started back even way before with like Ebola-chan. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
And it's sort of like a very minimal shock value to it.
Mm-hmm.
So now, I don't know. I don't mind it. I don't really care. It kind of makes sense that this is on the internet. But I think it's bad if we, like, encourage it. But I think these people don't mean to spread, like, oh, you should do the Tide Pod Challenge. They're just taking something that's stupid and making something even more stupid out of it.
Yeah.
Just kind of twisting it in a way that's like, yeah, we all know this is dumb. Might as well just ride the train out to make it funny.
I'm just honestly though waiting for the day where it just gets more and more and more escalated to the point where like we won't be able to see, like, to the point where we could say like the most absolutely messed up thing in the form of a Gajinka and it just be thrown away as a joke. But yeah, guys, this was just a short like argument, discussion on Gijinkas.
I hate you forever.
What do you guys think? Let us know using our specialized hashtag on Twitter. What was it again, Aki?
I don't know. What is it, Joey?
I think it's the one that starts with S.
B.
S.
Anime.
Yeah, you got it. Hashtag SBS anime over on Twitter. Let us know your thoughts on the recent wave of Gijinkas, these new age Gijinkas. That's what I'm going to call it. I'm coining that term, new age Gijinkas. And and I don't know, maybe link me or, you know, tweet at me some like actually creative and cool Gijinkas that you might think I would like.
The Anime Show with Joey and Aki, SBS Pop Asia.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.